Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second, the second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third, the right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Dick Green. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh, the catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Joe Nasek. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tony Pierce. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tony Pierce. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second, the second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third, the right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ray Oyler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Hiller. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, John Hiller. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oyler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Roof and he is out, Donaldson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a pop-up towards short. Oyler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Roof settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Green fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Donaldson strikes out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McAuliffe moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Kaline scores. Wirt moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Tigers. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Euler hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Roof reaches second base with a double. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller strikes out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Donaldson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 2 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hershberger moves to second. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Mike Marshall now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gosger moves to second. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Roof strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0-for-2 in the game. Nasek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gosger moves to third. Tim Talton pinch hits for Tony Pierce. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Talton strikes out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-3 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Krause now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash pinch hits for Jim Price. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Ray Euler. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Freehan now catching. Eddie Matthews now playing third base. Don Wirt now playing shortstop. Ted Kubiak pin. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Green hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Green reaches second base with a double. There goes Cater trying to get to home. Horton throws the ball into Wirt, who relays the ball to Freehan, who tags Cater, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak now playing third base. Dick Green now playing second base. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Mickey Stanley. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing center field. Dave Wickersham now pitching. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gosger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wirt scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Lou Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-3 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Machick pinch runs for Willie Horton. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lindblad now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cater scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.